And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 11 of the NFL regular season. What's up, T? What's up, Jay?
Hi.
Hello. Welcome, welcome. Wow, week 11. When you say week 11, I'm like, week 11? What happened?
I know.
What happened?
There's something weird about that, isn't it? It's like we're flying by.
Dude, they added an extra game this year, and I think they need to add
10 50, more.
50 more. Like, it's week 11, dude, and I can't believe it. I can't believe we're still going strong. Week 11, wow.
Someone said to me the other day that if we had as many football games as baseball games, do you think we'd have
there'd be death reports? Yeah, they'd all be dead. It would be like Braveheart. Like, they would just be falling off their horses one by one.
Aw.
I always get like a little bit sad around this time. Like, you could see it's coming to an end, even though we're around halfway through. Like, it's a little sad.
Thanksgiving weekend, which is upon us, like soon, is kind of my tipping point. It's kind of like we're talking about playoffs. We're talking about who's done, who's that makes me kind of go, oh, it's almost over.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
And also, you have to spend the day with your family, which is also sad. But you get to eat food.
You get to eat a lot, and then you when you sleep, no one blame when you fall asleep, when your family makes you fall asleep, no one blames you because you're the turkey. Tryptophan got me. Sorry.
I like to shove down my childhood trauma with tryptophan and mashed potatoes and stuffing and pretend like it never happened, and then I get seconds.
Just in case.
What about you, Dad?
What about me, Dad?
I love Thanksgiving.
Because you guys don't have to
grew up
put
in
up
little
with
house on the prairie.
Oh,
exactly.
Stop.
Come on.
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving, T?
I know what she's gonna say.
What am I gonna say? That's a fun question for you to answer.
Pumpkin pie.
That's a winner.
This is a pumpkin spice in her coffee. Pumpkin
family. Yeah.
And it's always solid. Like, you gotta have pumpkin pie.
No,
like,
my favorite
I never
part,
had pumpkin pie. I always had cheesecake.
My favorite part is after dinner, we always end up playing cards. Oh. And so the card playing can get very wild in our household.
I like that.
So what with the Italians mixed in.
Like what? Like poker or like what?
Five
do you guys
crown.
Play?
It's a very religious game that my family plays, and that is almost like there's like a code of ethics when it comes to five crown in our house. Like, you have to play. If you don't play, you're not invited ever back again. Five crown is great. It's like rummy.
I know. It's like gin. It's a variation of gin, except they add one more suit. So you have like the clubs, the spades, the hearts, you know, the diamonds, and then you have a star. Because you don't have aces, you don't have twos. So the star is the extra suit. And it's like you start from three, and you go three of a kind, four of a kind, then you start rumming it. I got six, seven, eight. I got four threes. And
but
you go all the way through
we
kings.
We get the pastries out, the drinks out, the music going, and it's like three hours later.
Talk about the history of that, though. That's a Gigi game.
My grandmother started the game, and she is, I have a license plate on my car that used to be her license plate cover that says I'd rather be playing Canasta, because she just was like the gambler in our family.
She had all the
pennies. Playing cards.
Or no, the quarters.
Yeah, the
they
quarters.
Would play, and she had her poker, because they would play quarter.
Tupperware of quarters.
She had a big old thing. This is my poker money.
And so for 10 years, I think we've been playing five crown.
So gambling's in your blood.
Yep. What about you? What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
I usually get so drunk that I puke, which helps because then I have room for pumpkin pie.
Perfect. Oh, it's like a restart.
No, I think football is my favorite part of the day, really. I love the games on football. There's, what is there, two awesome games usually. Was there three games last year on Thanksgiving?
There's four. There's been four for a couple years now.
Okay, well, there you go.
There's the morning, the noon. No.
Like there's 10, three. 10 a.m., no, 1 p.m., and 5 p.m.
He's right, There's that Chris Collinsworth 5 o'clock game, which is like the late game. It's usually the Saints, actually.
But I think I have to agree with him. There's like that 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock feeling Cowboys, when you're Detroit. Watching the football game, and there's things happening in the kitchen, and you're having a drink, or you're having a snack. It just is a moment. I get that.
And that resembles, I feel like, New Year's. Yeah. Like New Year's, you got all the bowl games like going, and you got a party. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's nice also because when you get to the stage of life where your kids are away from the house, you know they're coming home for Thanksgiving weekend, and it gives you something to look forward to, which is nice. So I'm looking forward, actually, as much as I joke, to seeing my daughter who's coming home from college. My sons are already here. But, you know, family time is nice. Football is nice. The real question is, will you guys remember where you were when Pretzelgate happened? Have you read this story?
Don't worry about what I like about Thanksgiving, but please talk about pretzels.
Justin, what do you like about Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
No.
One of these kids is doing his own thing.
You guys stole all my thunder. I love to play cards, and I love to get drunk until I puke, so obviously I have nothing left.
We covered all your bases. We covered your bases.
Well, that's why we figured you were good.
Well, you're a good cook, Jay, so I assume you
could, he likes to run around the kitchen like a mad scientist.
Yeah, I make a mess.
But anyway, so what's Pretzelgate?
I'm surprised you guys haven't heard this. So when the Rams, who I gave out on the pod like a moron, and my friend Chris's son Ryan text me and go, what are you doing? I have the Niners three ways till Sunday. Props to him. No props to me, because it was like, for me, the Rams are my hometown team. Like, dude, if you can't fucking flex your nuts on Monday night with OBJ and Von Miller and staff, like, I don't know what they're doing anymore, but apparently the big brouhaha is Matt Stafford's wife was in the stands.
Oh, she threw a pretzel.
She threw a pretzel at a Niners fan, they had to escort her to a different section.
What? One pretzel?
Yeah.
Wait, a big pretzel? Like a Wetzel?
She was mad, you know, whatever. Oh, I'm Someone probably like said, little... Stafford's a piece of shit. And she
they
went,
were talking no, shit.
And she threw a pretzel. And she said, I knew when I did, like, you know, I knew as soon as I threw it, it was wrong. And I tried to apologize, but it was too late.
Pretzelgate.
Threw a pretzel.
She had to get escorted out?
Yeah. They moved her whole
deadly pretzel.
First of all, the guy that she threw it at was paleo, so that's super fucked up.
Wow,
the carbs involved, and I think he got some
lawsuit.
Have you seen those giant salt chunks that are on those pretzels? You could take an eye out. So I think, like, does this go one of two ways? Is that the catalyst to wake up the Rams? Like, I'm throwing a pretzel in your fucking eye, or is that just show you the Rams are done?
I have one thing to say, because I love me some Rams, too. Cousin Mark, back in South Carolina, he's rolling over like a chicken on a rotisserie right now.
Right.
And you play at home on Sunday night against Tennessee with no Derrick Henry. You get smacked.
Smacked.
Then you get a back-to-backer. Then you go to San Francisco, who's terrible. They haven't won a game since, like, the Super Bowl era at home. This is true. You can look it up. They have not won a home game since 2 years ago when they were in the Super Bowl, like 2019. I'm not even shitting you.
Shanahan 0-8 at home.
At home. Unreal. They got flambasted.
Dog walked.
And so they're finished. They are. They might make the playoffs. I don't give a shit. They're 6-3. They're going to be 6-7-4. Then they have a bye week coming up, bro. Sean McVay said, "I have 7 games to figure this out, bro." You don't.
No.
And you're in Los Angeles, California, bro, and you don't have a lot of time left because you're making some big mistakes. And I'll lastly say that all this OBJ and all this Von Miller shit, it's great. They're great players, bro. You're putting together an all-star team at West Wilshire, and That's not a team. That's not a thing. That's Hollywood. That's you're trying to sell popcorn, bro.
Right.
You're not trying to win football games. You're not saying we lost Robbie Trees. We got to figure that out. Oh, OG, OBJ. No, dude, no. First play of the game, who do you throw to? OBJ. Why? Because the fans would have loved that or whatever. It's bullshit. They're in big trouble.
They're in big trouble.
If this Arizona Kyler Murray thing's not a thing, Seattle's done. San Francisco could. And remember my prediction. Ravens 49ers Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
In week one was my prediction.
Yeah.
If the 49ers are healthy and they start figuring shit out and they slowly but surely start creeping in, Rams are done.
Jimmy G said he has the same feeling after the Rams game as he did in their Super Bowl run. So you might be right with that. I don't know. The 49ers are feeling themselves as a resident of Los Angeles rooting for the Rams. It was disastrous. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
It was never a football game. And then for Miss Stafford, let's also go back to Matt Stafford. We all thought that he was Jesus when, you know, Goff left and all that. He's still Matt Stafford, dude. And I know that he played for some bad Lions teams, but he's still Matt Stafford. So I don't just remember that. At the end of the day, is he a proven winner? Is he? Nah, not so much.
They got problems, dude. They got problems. Well,
so sorry, Cousin Mark, but
yeah,
your Rams suck.
Listen, I agree with you. I can't keep like investing in the Rams when they should clearly beat teams, and they not only lose close ones, but they just get blown. Like, that game was over in the first half. Like, turn it off. You're done.
He threw the first touchdown. Was like a punt. I mean, it was like the bomb to the seven. And then that pick six, I swear to God, as soon as he threw it, I was like, that's not good. As soon as he threw the ball, I said to myself, ooh, there's a lot of traffic right there. That's not good. And then Higbee kind of just alligator-armed his hands out to game over. The guy caught it on his ass, got up, and ran it back for a touchdown.
That visual of alligator hands.
And.
Hey, hear it.
It's like a T-Rex.
Throw it over here.
Trying to catch a watermelon.
Yeah, like catching a watermelon. Yeah.
All right, listen. Yeah. Last week, you continued your hot streak, and you're on a little heater right now. So hopefully all of our listeners are following your plays. I went 1-1. Respectable. But the last 2 weeks, you are 3-1. You went 2-0 last week. So I hope you got something fun planned for this pod, because you're in the zone and I dig your streak right now. All right, so let's continue the winning ways. Week 11, I'm excited.
Woo-woo.
Let's do this.
All right, well, we've got a big show, so let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
I'm going to start by saying Colin Kaepernick. There is no reason in God's green earth that this dude shouldn't be in the NFL. And with that being said, when you're looking for an answer, you don't necessarily need to go to your bench, right? You can go to who's available and who's out
there. Dude, you've been banging that drum for a while now.
Okay, so there's a chance Jared Goff on an 0-8 or 0-7-1, whatever the fuck they are, Lions team, with his oblique situation, that they're going to start Boyle
right
on Sunday. Kaepernick's not better than Boyle, but to get away from that, when Sam Darnold went down, the Carolina Panthers ownership and Matt Rhule and the GMs and everybody said, what about Cam? We don't know where it came from. I don't know if McCaffrey said, just go fucking get Cam. I don't know what happened. All I know is they signed Cam Newton. And if you don't think that is the biggest boost that team could use this year, you're crazy. It's amazing. The guy is comfortable. He still has a house there. He's got 70% of his boys are still there. His boy, Robbie Anderson. Christian McCaffrey waving his hands around when Cam ran it in the corner. It's so perfect.
But don't you think it's political? It's not based on ability. Like, why wouldn't he go?
It doesn't matter. Be the first guy to say, you know what? I don't care.
Right.
Like, Jerry Jones has hired wife beaters. This guy's now a fighter in the UFC because he got kicked out of football altogether. But Jerry Jones had no problem signing him. What's the problem with saying, you know what? Fuck everyone, dude. There's no rule by the commissioner that you can't sign Colin Kaepernick. The guy did a workout last year. He looked good. I'm not going to get there. All I'm saying is the ability that the Carolina Panthers showed by saying, let's go get Cam, to me was big. I understand right. There was no Kyler Murray, but the defense for Arizona was still there. Okay? They were still there. And Colt McCoy is a viable quarterback. So they did what they did last week because of that energy boost by Cam. Mm-hmm. And he said in his press conference, I'm a big dude on energy. So am I. And in this week, they are back home. I almost want to fly there on Sunday, buy a ticket, I don't care how much it costs, to sit in that stadium and watch it erupt when that fool runs out of the tunnel. It'll feel like an earthquake. They're also playing the Washington Redskins, who just beat the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. That's their season. That's their season. And they lost Chase Young, unfortunately. One of the best guys in the NFL. Done for the year.
Ron Rivera knows Cam very well.
Ron Rivera's going back home. Who gives a shit? The Washington fucking football team is garbage. They're trash. And without Chase Young, their defense is trash. Here's my handicap. Carolina spanks them on energy alone. When that dude comes out of the arena, that place is going to shake like a tree. And they're going to put it on Washington like it's never been put on before. That's my handicap. That's all I got for you. I got nothing else. But that's where my money's going. That's where I'm walking up to the window, and that's who I'm putting my cash on. What do you think?
Yeah, I think probably a letdown spot for Washington. Big win for them, for Tampa. I hate the hook, 3.5.
They're going to blast him.
CMC, he's back. And why would anyone bet against you right now? So I will ride with that.
Give me the Cats. Lock it up.
Jason, the Saints travel to Philly to face the Eagles this week. How do you see this game ending up?
Well, I said last week that Sean Payton, his nickname is the underdog god, as a road dog. In his last 9 games as a road dog, throw out a guess, ATS.
9-0.
9-0.
And they covered. Great pick, by the way.
Amazing. And they should have won the game. They got some bad calls.
Thank you.
Saints have the number one ranked run defense in the NFL. There is no one above them. And since Philadelphia started winning, why did they start winning? Because they found out they could run the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm once again going back to the well this week. Not only is he 9-0 ATS in his last 9 games as a road dog, in his last 20 games on the road, he's 15-5.
Yikes.
These are trends that you must pay attention to.
Yikes.
The Saints are very much alive. They're very much in the playoffs. By the way, Trevor Siemian, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks.
3 for 300 last week. Not bad at all. Penalties, too. The offensive jumping and emotion. Too much. Penalties. Stop the penalties.
They got ridiculous penalties. They should have won in Tennessee. They're going to win in Philly. And here's the most exciting part of my handicap. 70% of their offense goes through Alvin Kamara. Even without him last week, they balled, but he was at practice today.
We'll take it.
He came back today. I like the New Orleans Saints. I like their defense. Philly also is terrible at home. I don't know why, but they haven't won all year at home. And I just feel like, are the Saints going to lose 3 in a row?
Never.
Sprinkle some on the money line.
Never.
I said it last week. I'll say it again this week. Who dat? Lock it up. What do you think?
Who dat?
Dude, I could sum this up in 5 seconds. They will not lose 3 games in a row. No way, no how. And last year, remember we talked about remembering things that changed your season? They lost last year to Jalen Hurts. When yep. Carson Wentz went down, Jalen Hurts ran all over them. The Saints hadn't given up 100 yards rushing in like 37 games.
That's correct.
I'm not joking.
No, I know. I think it's like 63 games.
Jalen Hurts went nuts on their ass. And it fucked them up with that Packers tiebreaker for home field advantage throughout. Because they both finished 13-3, but the Packers beat the Saints on Monday night. They have not forgotten that. That was at home in New Orleans, by the way.
Right.
They have not forgotten that. This is a revenge game. They're going to blast them. I love your pick. I tried to just stay away. I'm glad you chose that this week. I love it.
Nice. Lock it up.
Okay, the Colts visit the Bills Mafia on Sunday. Will your boy Carson Schitz come out alive this week, Justin?
if he doesn't shit the bed, yeah. Listen, the guy, I give him a lot of shit. I mean, that's his name.
I mean, it is his name.
He's got skills. He's got talent.
Look at you.
Do you know how many times? I'm going to give you guys a quiz here. Do you know how many times? This is true shit. Do you know how many times the Colts have turned the ball over this season? I'm waiting.
Is it zero? Total?
No one's zero. But
he hasn't been throwing that many picks lately.
I'm not talking about him.
You mean fumbles and shit.
The Colts offense, punt returns, fumbles, interceptions.
Out of 10 weeks, I'm going to say 7.
Very nice. 6.
6.
Do you know the Buccaneers turned the ball over 5 times last week? You know what I'm saying?
Ball security.
That's nothing to scoff about.
Ball security is huge.
Penalties kill him. This left-handed shit he's doing, throwing the ball with his—he's not Pat Mahomes. Stop doing that.
Like I call that a Matt Stafford now.
The left-handed, you're not left-handed. Stop. You're not Steve Young. But at the same time, dude, like they're rolling a little bit. They're rolling a little bit. And
Jonathan Taylor, come on.
Don't mess around with the Bills Mafia secondary. Don't fuck with Hyde. Don't fuck with them dudes. Run the ball. Do what I said 2 weeks ago that Patrick Mahomes, I'm not trying to sound like Jesus, but I told y'all 2 weeks ago, Pat Mahomes won't take the dump off. He wants to throw long to Ty Hill. He wants to be sexy. It's not sexy for him to dump, dump, and dump. Last week against the Raiders, you know, the whole Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy thing, that a running back had 100 receiving yards. Because in that Chiefs system, it just doesn't happen. Yeah, you give the running back the rock so Patrick Mahomes could throw to everybody. The kid, D. Williams, had 101 yards receiving, 10 targets, 10 catches, and a touchdown. That's what the Colts need to do. Stay away from trouble. Stay away from those cornerbacks. Dump, dump, dump to Taylor. Dump to Hines. Let's go. Pittman is unreal. Unreal, and he's emerging as that number one, even when Ty Hilton's healthy. I'm telling you right now, the 7 is too many. The Bills, yep. I'm going to say this once and only once. The Bills have beaten no one. Quick rundown. They lost to Pittsburgh at home opening day against their fans. Mm-hmm. They beat Miami, Washington, Houston, Kansas City when they were struggling.
Yep.
They lost to Tennessee. They beat Miami when Miami had a backup quarterback. They lost to Jacksonville. They managed 6 points against Jacksonville. And then they beat up on the Jets. They haven't beaten anybody. The Colts are banging, man. The Colts are hanging in there. Buffalo hasn't had their bye week yet. They need to go like heal and rest. This is another conference AFC game that's going to mean something in 5 or 6 weeks from now. Give me Carson shit ass, and I swear to God, if he fucks me again, I'm coming for his head. I will come. I will fly to Indianapolis. I'll track him down. I'll track him down. I'm doing it. Give me the Colts.
Liam Neeson on him.
Plus the 7. What do you think?
I think you have a special set of skills. And for you to come to the dark side, again, always makes me laugh. But I will say, I like your two picks. Carolina at home is a favorite. Now you're taking Indy on the road as a dog. Those are fucking solid. Buffalo has played a top 20 defense only twice this year. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned each time they lost. They are not used to the level of competition. I think it's going to be a kind of a crappy day weather-wise up in Buffalo, and I think they're going to feed it to Taylor, and he's going to fucking go off, and they're going to hang around, and they might win. I mean, sprinkle, sprinkle, lemon sprinkle. But I love your Colts play. 7. This line should be no more than a field goal. I don't know what they're thinking with 7, but take that all day long. Of course, take the Colts. I love your handicap. I love your pick. It's probably a contest pick for us,
I think,
quite
it
frankly.
Is.
Hell yeah. Great, great pick. Take the Colts and the points for sure.
Yeah, man, give me the Colts. Let's do it again. Ride the pony. Lock it up.
Nice.
Sunday Night Football features the Steelers at the Chargers. I'm interested in this game.
Oh.
But Jason, how do you see this game?
This could be a $43,000 game for us.
What? First of all, why are you interested in this game? I want to hear specifically.
Just because I'm looking at it as a survivor pick.
Okay.
But she hasn't said
But I haven't
what
said
side.
Which side
Whoa,
or why.
Tricky.
So I'm going to let you talk
Lemon
first.
Slicky.
Well, I probably could take a guess. But here's my thinking. This is a really fucking ugly, ugly, ugly dog. I mean, we don't know if Ben Roethlisberger is going to play.
He's not.
He's not. Okay, so we got Mason Rudolph. TJ Watt is questionable.
Dude, the whole, both of them. Bosa, all that
the
shit. COVID's everywhere.
Team.
COVID's everywhere.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's not playing.
Nope.
But, and yet, and still... Give me 5.5 points and give me the Steelers.
Oh, because- my
wow.
God. I can't
yep.
take it anymore.
Yep, 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 and yep. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, I can't.
Your boy, Justin Herbert.
Stop recording. This show is over. Stop recording this episode. This show is over.
This handicap comes down to one word. Najee. Say, it's so fun to say. Najee is going to bust their fucking hole, dude. The Chargers, what's their ranking in their run defense?
They suck.
Take a guess.
They suck.
Out of 32 NFL teams, how are they against the run?
They rank
32nd.
But, dude, it's because these teams have other options, so then the run is supposed to set up the pass and whatnot. Mason Rudolph can't hit a boat. In water.
Mason Rudolph is terrible.
You can't give Najee Harris the ball 72 times.
He's going to get it 82 times.
Get the fuck out. Get out.
This is the ugliest pick.
No, I'm so upset because I wanted Gumball for this, and I'm so upset. Now I know you're not going to give it to me.
Listen to me very
carefully.
This
is Gumball, brother. This is a $43,000 game.
Listen, you quietly, and you don't want to admit it, you have become the Mike Tomlin whisperer. There are times when we handicap, and you call me, and you go, Mike Tomlin's fucking mad. We're taking the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin this week is fucking mad. This is the Tomlin spot. You have no respect. Pittsburgh is so far in the hunt right now. If you give Pittsburgh points, they're going to cover, dude. Check the stats, my man. Justin Herbert, in his last 3 games, he's averaging 200 yards in the air, 6 TDs, 5 picks.
Maybe the wannabe coach of the year should stop going for it on 4th down, punt the football, put that team in a bad position field-wise, instead of giving the other team the ball on the 50 every fucking time.
I'm just telling you the momentum.
Oh,
and here,
I can't believe
it. Listen to me
Mason
closely.
Rudolph. Oh, I love you.
The San Diego, yes, I said San Diego. The San Diego Chargers, they can't stop a nosebleed, bro. And they're averaging around 22 points a game.
Okay.
So you give me, Pittsburgh's going to score 17 like they always do. The Chargers are going to score about 22, and that's my cover, lemon cover. That's my handicap. Terrible towel in La La. Fuck you, San Diego. Thoughts?
Penny, for your thoughts?
In case you're wondering, to all of our listeners, we have just, our first sponsor is Sunkist. So that's why the lemon analogies have been spitting out. We're proud to say that Sunkist is now representing FNL. We love you, Sunkist. It's like getting kissed by the sun. It's great. I got to say one thing. The Chargers lost last week to Minnesota.
They sure did.
And I'm going to say this too. Minnesota is going to beat Green Bay on the
field
on Sunday.
Yes, they are.
Sunday.
Yes,
that's
they
outright.
Are.
Put all your money are. On Cousins because Cousins is back.
Concur.
This is that conference playoff game that the Chargers have to win because in week 13, when they're both 8-8 and some shit's going down, not week 13, that's impossible. Week 16, when they're both 8-8 and shit's hitting the fan, who's going to make the playoffs? Who's that last? This game matters. If Big Ben was in there, I would follow you to the depths of hell, and I would follow Mike Tomlin to the depths of hell. The guy's the best coach in the game. The guy's never had a losing record in his life, and he's not going to have one this year. The tie to the Lions probably pissed him off a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
It would have never happened with Big Ben, and he knows that, so he's not that mad. It's like having three tires on a car. You can't drive it. He knew that. He's not a stupid guy. He did his best. His defense let him down. Guys fumbled the fucking football left and right, let him down. They didn't give Boswell the chance to kick that field goal because they fumbled the football twice in overtime. Yeah, he's mad, but he's not mad because he didn't have Big Ben, and he's not going to have Big Ben again. So I'm not going to shit on your take, but I will say this. Your first picks in the pods win. And your second picks lose.
What? How dare you make a trend out of my picks?
I've done the research, my friend.
Statistics are back.
If there's a pattern. No, I mean, it's not a gimme. I mean, if you look up 11 weeks, it's probably not. But if I can think about the last
couple.
I mean,
there are, in all fairness, there's a lot of weeks when my first picks lose also.
I don't think so. I feel like you come out the gate and then you go, give me Pittsburgh. But. I got to tell you, I think that this is like that maybe. I love your Saints pick. Last week you did, remember Saints and then Rammy, slammy, dammy. And they got cracked. So give me the Chargers on this one. I'm sorry
All
to
right.
disagree. I love you.
I can't. I like
I
it.
It'll be a fun game to watch.
You could put a gun to the back of my back like in a casino and walk me to the window and say, put it all on the studio.
It's
right
so
now.
Ugly.
I'd say, shoot me.
It's so ugly.
I'd say shoot me. That dog has fleas, homeboy.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm enjoying the confidence on both sides, though.
It's
fun to watch.
It's fun.
Steelers plus the points. Ugly, lemon ugly. Lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, six full points. So tasty.
So, just another winning teaser coming out of this pod last week. We had Minnesota, we had Dallas. Easy breezy.
Lemon squeezy. Thank you, Sunkist.
Promo code FNL20.
Yeah.
All right, Citrus Boy. Let's pick another one.
Promo code FNL20.
We're 7-4 in our teasers, so if you like money, tail our teasers. We won last week. We're going to win this week. I see quite a few things that I like here.
I don't, dude, I see almost the board.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good numbers here for us to fuck with. And first and foremost, I'm going to throw out my new favorite team, Dallas, plus 2.5 on the regular line, make it plus 8.5. I'll take Dallas plus 8.5 points.
I love it. Chiefs coming off a beatdown with Vegas. I love that. To that point, the Buccaneers on Monday night coming off that they better figure it out. If they like, it's kind of like that take my money spot for me. It's not so sexy because I'm only, it's like through that line of 10.5. So take that away. It's still, bam, you know, I don't know.
What about what about your Minnesota, dude?
I like Minnesota
at home.
I know, but I like Minnesota. Yeah, but I like Minnesota more when they're, I don't know, when they're big. Give me a little more there. Give me a little more room to stretch.
Well,
I think the most sexiest thing on the board is the Titans Texans game. I like the Texans plus 16.5.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like the Titans are fraudulently, as you said, winning.
Yep.
And I think that they're going to slow roll things. They're not going to beat anybody by any big numbers except the Rams, because the Rams are horrible. So I like that.
Okay. I'm down with that. I love
that. And then
I'd
go to the Colts plus 13.
Yeah, Colts plus 13.
You know what I mean? Like, give me that too. That's going to be fucking gunfight.
Which one do you like better, Houston or Indy?
I mean, statistically, Indy's a better football team, but the word around town, there's a lot of kind of Houston money. I think that game might even go down to 10. It might fall on 10. Yeah. We record our pods early.
Yep.
I know that's a weird thing to say. Like, why would I do that? But that's a lot of points, and I think that worked for us in the past. So
fuck yeah.
I would say, as much as I think the Colts, I'm already laying the Colts. You pick, but I'm already riding the Colts in the shit factor. So let's do the Colts plus 13.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, I love Houston plus 16.5. I love Indy plus 13. I like Minnesota plus 8.
I mean, Minnesota one too.
So
I think they win that game on the field. I think this is where the Packers take a little dump. Aaron Rodgers has a toe injury, and he may or may not play, but
he didn't practice today.
I know. He'll be fine. He's full of shit.
He'll be fine.
That's that Tom Brady. Remember when Brady had the knee? Belichick had him questionable every week for like 3 years. The guy never missed a game.
Minnesota's usually tough at home, and Zimmer, as an underdog, is really formidable. So.
Aaron Rodgers hates playing in Minnesota, and there's no Aaron Jones.
I mean,
Minnesota a lot.
Don't think. Houston, Indy, or Minnesota. Pick it.
I'm going to say one. You say the other. I'm going to say, fuck it. Let's go Minnesota Vikes.
Minnesota it is. Minnesota plus 8.
What's the other one? You pick it.
Houston plus 16.5.
Ooh, I dig it.
Sexy. I mean, that's so many points, dude.
That's sexy.
So many points.
Titans have to slow roll that, man. They got problems, and at some point, someone's going to light up that D like they were in the first 4 weeks.
I think Tyrod's a good quarterback, too.
It's a lot of points, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of points. But
and there's that hole. They've won 6 in a row. Now they got to win 7 in a row. If they win 7 in a row, they're crown them. They're going to the Super Bowl. Fuck
yeah.
You know what I mean? If they can win without D. Henry and they're 7-0, without him 3-0, then crown them now. But I don't. They got it. This is a bad spot for them.
I agree. I say we do Dallas plus 8.5 to Minnesota plus 8. They're both through the touchdown numbers, which they call the Wong teaser. But I don't think this is going to be Wong. I think it's going to be right.
Wong it.
Let's
book
do it.
Let's book it.
Lock it up. All right, T, Survivor rolls on. Everybody wants to hear how they're going to stay alive once again. What are your thoughts?
Well, just to kind of overall umbrella everything, there's a lot of starting quarterback injuries happening, and a lot of quarterbacks are
COVID-bound.
Yeah, COVID-bound, or they're getting hurt, or whatever the case may be. We're seeing them fall off like flies right now.
Yeah.
So I think a good method this week is to try and pick a team that's maybe playing a first or second or third string quarterback, because I feel like they already have that advantage right there. yes, there's always the gamble of getting that second or third string quarterback that just has the game of their lifetime. But the chances are minimal on that.
But most of them are really bad teams. For real, like Detroit and the Jets are bad.
Right.
So then factor that with the QB thing like you're talking about.
Right. Really bad. And then so I guess going back to Justin's point, but also now Jason's point that I don't know which one of you said it, but the Steelers like has a brand new team right now though.
Loves them, yeah.
Loves them. All their players are clocking in for the first time. Mm-hmm. So that might be an advantage that the Chargers have. Mm-hmm. I haven't picked the Chargers, so that would be something that I want to pick. I was on the fence last week about picking the Cowboys. I ended up not picking the Cowboys. I think I'm going to save that for next week, which we can get into that. But Thanksgiving week, yeah, I feel like you have that charge.
Sure.
You have that motivation, that excitement of Thanksgiving. So, but we'll talk about that later. So I think this week I'm going to go with, against my co-host here, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Super Chargers, San Diego. Did they change the name of the
San Diego?
What's the theme song though? Remember, it was like San Diego Super. What is it now?
Yeah.
LA.
San Diego Super Chargers.
But is it now? Is it like Torrance and Compton Super Chargers?
Yes,
it is. Go west on.
Or do they go like straight out of Chargers?
Yeah,
been in the game for 10 years, breaking rap tunes.
You'll never get out.
I love
Jason's
it.
With the Steelers and I'm with the Chargers. So.
There's a big controversy brewing. I like it.
Lock it up. Lock it up.
All right. Let's recap on this big football week 11. Justin recommends taking the Carolina Panthers at home with Cam Newton -3.5. Jason says take the Saints on the road as dogs, +1.5. Justin says take the Indianapolis Colts +7 in Buffalo. Jason says take Pittsburgh, ugly, ugly dog, +5.5 in L.A. Our teaser, Dallas +8.5 to Minnesota +8. Tease can't miss survivor pick is the Chargers.
I like it.
And don't forget to follow us on our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at Friday Night Lux, and our Twitter at Fry Night Lux. Do post our Circa picks every Saturday around 3, just in case you want to follow those. Obviously, give us thumbs up and likes on all socials if you can. We appreciate the love.
Yeah, also, we're going to be trying to delve into a Tuesday night, maybe even Monday night recap, with just Jay and I, like a 10-minute recap, kind of talking about the week in football. So look for that because that's going to be coming. But in the meantime and in between time, as I say every week, go get them, beat the book, have a great weekend, and cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone, and watch out for flying pretzels.
And salt.
Bye!
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Lux by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.